Blog Talk Radio.
There is a word especially for you. When you think you're about to give up gas, just read your Bible, it'll tell you what to do. Be not weary, in doing well, for in due season, you're gonna reap. Say, be not weary.
Hello, welcome once again to our weekly internet program. I'm your host, Brother Joel Lewis, and you're listening to Free on the Inside, an internet program to inform you, to encourage you, and to challenge you to be all you could be. We talk about ministry. We talk to ministries about ministry, and we're so happy and pleased to be on here again this morning here. We pray that you're being blessed by our guest this morning. We pray that you're being blessed and empowered by the program in which you listen to on a weekly basis. We have quite a large archives regarding ministries. Go back, go and check out our archives and see can God use you in any of these endeavors here. We are back in the studio this morning. We've been away out of the studio for the last couple of weeks. We were down at Terrell, Texas, helping with the Mount Hebron Baptist Church and their citywide back-to-school program, and it was a great success. A lot of young men and women were blessed, and so we thank God for it. We pray that you enjoyed the interviews from the volunteers that was available, and so we think that you've been blessed by that. And we also were down at the Dallas Life last weekend at our annual feeding. It's called Feeding the Mustard Too, how God could take a little bit and stretch it. And we were truly blessed in that endeavor. And the facilities is being blessed by God. It's really growing, and God is really adding to it as he sees fit. But this morning we have a guest that's going to be calling in here shortly. We have the assistant dean of ministry school, the Abundant Spiritual Life Ministry School of Ministry. They're located in the DeSoto area. And we have the pastor of that school and also the associate dean of schools, as he's wearing several hats over there at that facility. And he's going to give us a call and going to chime in, and we're just going to go from there. But we would just like to just thank everyone for continuing to support this program. We'd just like to say hello and acknowledgement to Beverly Beasley, the CEO of Granny's Place. And so we want to thank her for what she's doing. Also, we have several other programs that's associated with this Blog Talk Network. We have My Sister, My Friend, which comes on Monday nights from 8 to 9. That's hosted by Sister LaShondra Lewis and Beverly Beasley. They talk about women issues, and so that's a great program. And occasionally I listen into it because the issue that women have, we have issues also with men. So our issues kind of go hand in hand. You know, I want to figure out what's going on with the women so I know how to conduct myself. And then also we have another broadcast that comes on Friday night called Street Talk, where it's hosted by one of our youngest members of our Granny's Place, and they host that program dealing with young people, the issues. It's on a Friday night, so that speaks volume to get young people to settle down and talk about things that are going on Friday night. And that program is from 9 to 10 each Friday afternoon. So please make yourself available to listen to those programs. And we're going to give our guests a call and see can we get them to come in here right now. And we want to make sure. Hey, we want to thank you also. We pray that you've been empowered and impacted by what you hear today. And I guess it's going to be answering the phone here shortly.
And so you have reached the voicemail box of 21439.
Okay. They're not available at this moment. So what we're going to do, we're just going to continue to wait for them to give us a call. But prior to that right there, I would just like to share with you some things that went on Thursday down to Dallas Life Foundation. I was able to sit in with them, and they had a graduation. And so it was very informative. And that's the first time I've been going down there for many years, but I never sit in on one of their graduations. So after and they had 36 people, young men and women that graduated from they got a class called a New Life class, and that's a drug recovery program which they start a person, give a person an opportunity to start over again. And so I was very excited to see those young men and women taking on a new role and new challenges, and that challenge is just being successful in life. That challenge is just being clean and sober. And they had testimonies of how the foundation, through that program and through ministries that helped them and through mentors that encouraged them, that they could be more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And so, and a lot of them, they have jobs, they have they have living facilities. I'm saying they have their places. So, oh, we had our caller on the line this morning here. We're going to go right ahead and bring them in right now. We thank God for them. Good morning, you're on the net.
Good morning, Minister. This is Pastor Avery. I wanted to be sure that I did.
Yes, Pastor Avery, welcome to our program. Yes, Pastor Avery, we lost connection with him right now, so we're going to let him call us right back. And so we're just going to hold on here for a second or two and just give him an opportunity to call us back. Amen. And, you know, as we do these programs, I pray that you're being blessed by what you hear. I pray that you're following up on our guest and that you, because we always give you information. We give you news you can use regarding the program. And so we're going to allow Reverend Avery to call us back here. And so I'm excited about this. We're going to bring him on again and continue to share with us about what's going on, continue to encourage us to be about our Father being. You know, Pastor Avery is the Associate Dean of Schools over at the Abundant Spiritual Life Ministry. The initials is ASL, Ministry School there. They're located in the DeSoto area at 336 South Hampton Road at DeSoto, Texas. That zip code is 75115. And he's a great teacher, a great encourager, but most of all, he's a great servant of the Lord. Amen. So we're going to give him a call again and see if he come on up here. And we'll have a good time here. You know, sometimes these things, they do happen, but that's okay, though, because we're gonna do it again. Good morning. You're on the net. This is Minister Lewis.
Good morning, Minister Lewis. This is Pastor Avery.
Well, thank you for being available there, and we're on the program right now, and I gave an introduction of the school, but I want to make it official. Please introduce yourself and tell us about ASL Ministry, School of Ministry.
Amen. Amen. My name, again, is Clifford Avery. I am the pastor of Abundant Spiritual Life Church, and I'm affiliated with Abundant Spiritual Life Christian Ministries, of which the school, ASL School of Learning, is a part of. We're located at 336 South Hampton Road, DeSoto, Texas, and we're located between Beltline and Parkerville Road.
Amen, amen. God bless you. Now, go right ahead.
Our website is www.aslcm.org, and our email is admin@aslcm.org. Our contact telephone number, 972-274-0902. Again, our telephone number, 972-274-0902.
Amen, amen. Now tell us something about the school, Aaron. What is the how it is structured and the starting dates of the school? We realize it's something that already started, but it's never too late. So give us some information on that.
Okay, on our school, it's a 30-month program. The first 15 months, we will give you information that will allow a person to be licensed by the state of Texas, and they can perform everything that the license that Texas say they can in any affiliated state with Texas. The last 15 months is an ordination program, which takes you well beyond just the licensing. We will get you up to speed on all ministries And by the way, the school is free. We furnish all texts free. We do have a $25 enrollment fee, but that's a one-time deal. We have graduations twice annually. We have those will march in purple who are receiving their license, and then those who are being ordained will be marching in black. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, what is the hours of school if you wanted to go over there?
Okay, presently we have two classes going. We have two classes on Saturday morning from 10 to 12. And then we have one Saturday afternoon from 12:30 until 2:30. The one that started the 12:30 to 2:30 class, it's still open for people who want to be a part of the training program, of our program. So, again, they can call the number 972-274-0902, or they can go to our website, www.aslcm.org, or to the email address, admin@aslcm.org. Amen.
Amen, amen. Now, Pastor Avery, now tell us how important it is to go to schools like this here, because we want to be endowed with the Word of God, but it's crucial that we attend schools and learn more about the Word. Tell us, based on your experience and where you're at now, how important it is.
Well, from my standpoint, I felt that I had a pretty good handle on the Bible and also on how the church works, on all of the ministries. I've been doing this as a deacon for over 50 years, and I just recently started to pastor. And I found, Minister Lewis, that there was so much that I just didn't have right. It's not that people taught me purposely wrong, but they just didn't have a good handle on the church and on God's Word. So from this, the first book in our session is Before You Say Yes. In other words, we're putting a statement to you because we want you to understand what it is, what it costs for a person to go into ministry. It doesn't matter what the ministry is, but it costs everything, and we emphasize that. And as a part of our training, let me give you another book. Now we have nine books in our first 15 months, eight books in the last 15 months. Okay, but another book that we look at, and I'm in right now with my morning class, is that prayer does not work for everybody. Now people might look at you kind of funny when you say that. What do you mean prayer doesn't work for everybody? But if you're not praying according to the will of God, then it just doesn't work. So
amen.
We get everybody up to the level of understanding how we really communicate with God.
And that is so true. That is so true. You know, I'm attending the school over there, and I'm sitting up under you as you've been an instructor. I am being very impacted by these types of studying, and it's really opening my eyes up to the precepts of God. You know, as we study the Word of God, we have to know the basis of it. We have to know how to walk in His blessing there. And the school is very important to me because it's allowing me to be more involved in the Word of God. And I see that some of the students are being impacted by this type of teaching here, how ministries are being developed. Will you give us some insight on how people go to school and yet they don't know where they want to be, but yet because of the teaching here, the Abundant Spiritual Life Ministry is allowing young men and women to walk in their calling?
Well, I'm so glad that you mentioned young men and young women, because I do want to emphasize that age is not a factor.
Yes.
We have people who 86 years old who graduated. We had a young lady in Florida, I think she was 12 years old, and she graduated. So we take a look at all age factors and age brackets, because God can use and will use anybody who's willing to be used. And this is our main emphasis, is to get people to understand that ministry is the heart of all that the church does. A church without a ministry is really not performing God's work.
Hey, man, that is so true. That is so true. Now, Pastor Avery, as you teaching the class, have you seen how the students have been transformed from one book to another? And give us some insight on that, because we want people to have an insight that this is an effective program. This is an effective ministry. This is an effective school.
Pastor Lewis,
this is
Sister Avery.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Just blessed to be here with you this morning. And I just like to give a little information on what you just said before Pastor takes over. He wanted me to just say something. One thing that I've learned in the school is life-changing. It's a life-changing experience to get into God's Word and to understand His Word and to be able to apply it in our lives daily. And if we can apply it in our lives, then we can have a more effective ministry. Because not only will we be able to tell people, we can show them God's will and work in our life. So sometimes the only time some people that we deal with will ever get to see and experience God's will is through us. And we want to teach, and what we do teach is how to be more effective in relaying God's word.
Hey, man, that is so true. That is so true. Now, tell me, as a female and a woman of God, as women dealing with real life issues, how important it is to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God.
We have to be, because our decisions that we make as women, we have to be sure, because we influence children more than anyone. But we really have a lot of influence over the children, because the woman teaches the child the direction of the Bible. And we have to be sure that we know that what we're teaching is correct and God's will for our children. And not only our children, but on our job. And we have to be sure that the message that we're portraying is correct, so we can get others to come over to where we are in Christ.
Amen, amen. And again, before your husband come back on the line here, Pastor Avery, as being a first lady, tell us encourage other ladies to be involved in school, be involved in ministry. Someone's maybe thinking, hey, I don't know if I have what it take. I don't know if I can grasp this material. Give them words of confidence to let them know that, yes, that God is able to use them also.
Oh, yes. God definitely uses us in the ministry. Sometimes we'll say, well, I don't want to be a pastor. I don't want to be a preacher. I don't want to be an evangelist. You don't have to be those things to get a better handle on God's word. And this is what Abundant Spiritual Life School of Ministry is all about. It's rooting us, giving us the foundation that we need to build on in the word. It gives us the knowledge and the understanding so we can convey God's word more effectively to people we come in contact with. This is something that I've learned, and it helps us to grow. Because anytime we get in God's word and we digest that word and apply that word, we grow. And if we grow, the ones around us will grow also.
Hey, man, that is so true. That is so true. Again, now give us some information regarding the school, the location, and the classes that's available.
The address is 336 Southampton Road, DeSoto, Texas. Our contact number is 972-274-0902. The website is www.aslcm.org. The email address is admin@aslcm.org. Again, our phone number is 972 273 972-274-0902. Our tuition is free. You don't have to pay to come to this school to learn about God's Word. And we welcome all. It doesn't determine your educational level because we teach where all can understand God's Word. And this is what God said, that all will be able to understand His Word, the learned and the unlearned. And that's the philosophy we have at ASL.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, man, well, I am excited about it. I'm ready for class this morning. You know, I'm going to come up
there,
and I've been going almost a year now, and I'm excited about it each and every Saturday morning. You know, you have to push yourself to get up and go and do these things. But, you know, we do a lot of other things. So why not make yourself available to hear God's Word and to learn more about God's Word? Pastor.
Amen. If I might, I would like to say just a little bit more about ASL. It was founded by Apostle D.S. Mundell in Orlando, Florida. And we have schools in Florida and also in New York. We have two locations in New York. So we're not just a local institution, but we are national. And they're going down into Central and South Central America to start classes down there. We are so excited about all that's done and being done. And in addition to our school, we also are in the process of opening an adult daycare center so that we can take care of people in the community, free up, caretakers that they might be able to go about their daily chores. We're Christian-based, so you know that we're going to have Christian activities at our daycare center. And also, I am assistant dean of schools, which says that not only am I over the one here in Dallas, but also I assist Dean Mundell, Maya Mundell, in New York and in Florida. In fact, Ross and I just got back from Florida about a month ago, as you know. They had graduation down there, and we had a beautiful time down there, just like you guys marched a few weeks ago, and you had a beautiful time up here. Amen.
Amen. Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And Pastor, now, before we let you go here, I want to thank you for what you're doing, because a few months ago we had a revival part of our street ministry, which I'm associated with. I'm the president of our street and jail and prison ministry. And you and some of the students that came out, and you supported what we was doing. And my hat goes off to you and the school and all the volunteers and the students that came out there. It truly was a blessing. Tell us how important it is to be men and women of God, not just for show, but also for being involved in people's lives, you know, because it's very important for us not only just to talk the talk, but to walk the walk, and ministry allows you to do that.
Amen. Rasa, on Tuesdays at 7:30, is teaching us from the book of James. And she emphasized what James says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. In fact, our church is a part of your ministry. We're going to work closely with you concerning your ministry, and we just want to be a part of it. Amen? Rasa has a word to say at the moment.
Yes.
One thing I would like to emphasize, Minister Lewis, is that being a part of other ministries, that's another thing that we teach, is that not only will this give you a foundation for your ministry, whatever it is, sometimes people think ministry is preaching. Ministry is not always preaching. It's assisting, helping others get where they're trying to get in life. That's a ministry. And that's one thing that we admire about your ministry, is that you guys work hard on getting people to the next level. And we are here to assist you, not only your ministry, we assist other ministries And many ministries that come through the school, we're there to assist them. We're there to help get you started if that's what you need, point you in the direction that you need to go to get the ministry that God has given you to go. We're not a ministry just there to just teach, but we're there to assist also.
Amen. God bless you, God. And, you know, that's our motto of our program here. The name of the show is called Free on the Inside, but our motto is help change a life. And how can we help change life? Through the word of God. Help change a life in Jesus' name. And because of what the school is doing, what the church is doing, your ministry is making a difference in people's lives. It's changing life. We may not ever see it, but we know without a shadow of a doubt that it works because it worked for us. And, you know,
amen.
I'm so happy. And I tell you what, we're winding down this portion of our program. We'd love to have you to come back to give us a follow-up. We're going to continue to this topic and this conversation and letting people be aware of the school. And, again, the school is located in the DeSoto area. Give us an address and contact number and encourage men and women to come on out and be a part of this ministry school.
The address is 336 Southampton Road, DeSoto, Texas. Our telephone number, 972-274-0902. Our website, www.aslcm.org. Email admin@aslcm.org. Amen. And again,
amen.
Our tuition and all books are free.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you and the First Lady for being a guest on the program. And you know, Pastor Avery, as I was talking to you earlier, we want to continue this portion of the ministry. We want to continue to have you and your wife to come on and share with us the goodness of God, to encourage other men and women to come on out and be and get more information, be more impacted by the Word of God, you know. And there's enough room for everyone in ministry. I'm encouraged that other ministries are doing what I do, and I'm doing what other ministries do, you know, because that's what it's all about, you know, helping change your life in our Lord and Savior name. So again,
amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. We consider it a blessing.
Yeah, God bless you. Looking forward to seeing you this morning in class, and we'll have you on here at a later date. And we're just going to continue to be about our Father's business.
Amen.
Amen.
And you have a beautiful day. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Oh, what a great interview we had this morning here. Amen. With Pastor Avery and First Lady. And we thank God for each one, for both of them being on the program here. We want to thank God for what they're doing over at the Abundant Spiritual Life Ministry, a ministry of a school of ministry that we want to thank them for coming on. And we're going to have them to come on at a later date and give us more information regarding the school there. And you hear what they say, it was free of charge. Amen. It's free. I know, because I'm over there. It's free. But, you know, it costs you something. It costs you commitment. It costs you to study the Word of God. It costs you to make yourself available to be used by God. Sometimes as we go into ministry schools and ministry programs like this, sometimes we don't realize what God is going to do with us. And sometimes we debating with our own self, how would God use you? You never know how God will use you unless you've been available to be used by God. Make yourself available to be used by God. We want to thank the Averys for being on our program here, and we're getting ready to make this transition. We got another guest that's coming up here in a few minutes. Again, they gave you some information. You can go back and listen to the show in its entirety. You can go back and our show, all our shows are archived, so please make yourself available to listen to this program again and again, and let God use you mightily. Amen. And as we get ready to bringing our next guest here. Our next guest, he's no stranger to the program. He have been on here before, and so he's making himself available to be used by God. Amen. And so we want to make sure that we continually to have him on the program here. Amen. And so he's coming up here in a few minutes here. And but before he comes on here, we just want you to know that we have other shows that's associated with this Blog Talk Network. I want you to know that my sister, my friend, have a program coming up here I think it's in next month, September or October. I don't have that flyer in front of me at this time, but they're having a women's conference, and they are just coming up, and they're going to tell us about events that's associated with that ministry. And they encourage you to come on and be a part of that. And that's a women's conference. You'll hear more about that as we get closer to that date. Amen. So we want everyone to be mindful of that. And so as we get ready to go in with our next program here, we're getting ready to dial up our next guest here. And we pray that you've been empowered and impacted by our next guest. And I really enjoy this young man because he's very committed to the Word of God. And he's do juvenile ministry. And, you know, I have an opportunity to go over to the juvenile centers on the given days. And so that's truly a blessing right there. Amen. So we just waiting on him to give us a call and come right on in. And as we get ready to bring him in, we want you. Also, I didn't give out this call out number here. That number today, and as always, that number is 310-982-4126. Again, that's 310-982-4126. You too can call in and be a part of our program, amen. And then that way you too can just give it your opinion and your ideas and your thoughts regarding what God is doing, amen, in your life. And if you have a ministry you'd like to share with us, it's a perfect opportunity to share what God is doing in your life, in the life of the ministry in which you are a part of. And so we would love to hear that. So I'm giving an open invitation. If you have a ministry or you're a part of a ministry or you know someone that's a part of ministry, please get in contact with us. That number is, my cell number is 214-505-6526. Again, and then you too can be a part of what we're doing. We got our guest, we're dialing up right now.
Good morning.
Good morning, Eric. You're on the net. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, God bless you. God bless you. You know, Eric, I'm always excited about you being on here. You're no stranger to our show, man. I consider you have been a friend not only to me, but a friend to the program.
Well, thank you. I consider the same, so that's why I'm always available and look forward to talking with you.
You know, I was just sharing a while ago, prior to you coming on, about how you are very, active and involved in juvenile ministry, how you have a heart and a compassion to reach out to our young men that's incarcerated, that's just hadn't found they niche in life, so to speak. And so we want to continue to encourage you to continue to go, you know, to do what God lays on your heart. But you're also a part of several other ministries. I like this one that's Stored in Heaven, you know, and I like that one right there. And then you are part of another ministry I can't think of the name of right now, but please give me a refresher on that.
Well, Our God is Alive is another ministry that we're involved in. Also, that's more so for adults and financial literacy. It's, you know, part of what I'm just going to jump right in. I guess I've been having a lot of contacts today. And let me tell you, God is good. Give all glory to God. I have had some contacts today, this week, like my nephew, my great nephew, which means he is, I think he's 30 years old now. He's having family problems, and what God has allowed me to do is they call me. He lives in Cleveland, Ohio. They call me because they know where my heart is, and God knows where my heart is. And I'm able to, excuse me, I get a little emotional. I'm able to talk to them about the situation they're in and continue to send them back to God, send them back to God, send them back to God. Because that's part of the reason why he has problems in his life. I was just talking to a young lady a few minutes ago, and she, you know, she's all depressed and said fear, and I asked her how she's doing. She said horrible and fear and pain and all kinds of things. And I said, God didn't give us a spirit of fear, but of strength and love and a strong mind. And I said, you have to follow Scripture to be able to go through. She said, I know God. I said, I understand. But if you know God, then you need to understand Scripture. Now, this young lady's probably about 25. So when we talk about youth, we're talking about the young people that really, 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 besides the 13 and 14-year-olds that we minister to, but the young adults, the young people that we have not been focusing on. We focus on a lot of times the people in prison, and I do that, and Our God Is Alive does that, and, you know, the youth ministry does that. But I'm getting an understanding that God sends people to you that we need to be able to minister to and be prepared full of the Lord's word to be able to teach them and guide them. A lot of them don't ever go to church. A lot of them learn from, I don't know who, their friend or their neighbor, or they don't read their Bible. They learn from their church, and the church doesn't say, well, read your Bible every day. Learn the word of God in your own heart. I'm not condemning them. I'm just saying, you know, a lot of the programs we have, we feed them, but we don't feed them the word also. And then vice versa comes along, and we feed the word, but we don't feed them for their flesh and their body. So we have to do a combined program, and that's what Our God Is Alive is about. You know, it doesn't have a lot of people, you know, because it's hard to find people. You know, I've been trying to find people for financial literacy class since the first time I went over to your church and talked to the people about financial literacy. And yet, you know, not people just are not understanding, or God hasn't opened the door for them, or they're not willing to step out, because it was the same way, you know, that Joel, in prison ministry. People... I'll do this, but I'm not going into a prison. I'll do that, but I'm not going into a prison.
That's so true.
It amazed me. I'm not talking that they have to, but, you know, I just remember Matthew 25. He said, when they talk about, when did I do this to you, Lord? And they said, when you didn't do it for the least of me, of men, you didn't do it for me. And he talks about visiting prisons. We have food banks. We have hospices where we visit the older people. We have clothing stores, very few churches have prison ministry, and they don't even have to have a prison ministry. You have to have a passion to do for yourself. Step out on your own and do the things that you have the ability to do. If you know finances, step out and teach finance. If you know bakery, step out and teach bakery. If whatever you know, step out and help the people accomplish what God wants them to accomplish inside and out. Prepare them for the outside. And that's what we do.
That is so true. You know, as I go down and do the jail mission, we have a prayer that I always use, this incorporated in the prayer. God, open my eyes that I can see your hand at work. God, open my ears that I can hear you. God, make me the person you want me to be. You know, sometimes we're going through life and we don't know what the plans that God have for us. And that's where we have to step up to the plate. And, you know, what you're doing makes a difference in the lives of our young men. Our logo of our program, it says, help change a life. And, you know, and it tickled me when you said that a lot of times people don't want to be involved in ministry. I gave a speech last weekend over at our church, and it was talking about the Good Samaritan, how the Pharisee walked on the other side, and a Levite went on the other side, but they had to form a garden that denied the power. And I thought about this, God laid on my heart, your presentation had to line up with your application.
Amen.
You know what
Amen.
I'm saying? Your presentation. You know, you got that presentation, but are you really walking in that? You know, you say you love your brother, but are you really loving your brother?
And that's the question you have to really ask. You know, we know the two greatest commandments is to love our God with all our heart and all our soul and all our mind. But it also says to love thy neighbor as thyself. And sometimes when we're in the prison, the young people, they say, I love God, I do, I love God. I say, but what about that guy you don't like over there? What about that guy right there? You know, are you following God's word, you know? And so, you know, the easiest thing, you know, I've always had this as an issue with me. The easiest thing to do is to give money. But what people don't realize, and I was talking about this yesterday with someone, and I was saying to this person, well, God said the tithe, and he didn't tell them to give, he didn't say give unto Caesar your time. He said give unto Caesar what is Caesar, and he showed him a gold coin or a coin, right, or whatever kind of coin it was. Well, what we have to begin to realize is that when we tithe, we're supposed to be tithing our time, because where the money comes from is the time that you put in so that you can get the money to take care of the things you want to take care of with your family. So we just give up money. Oh, let me tithe my 10% today. Well, yeah, okay, fine. But what about the true essence of what that money represents? And that's the time that you're willing to spend with other people, the time that you're willing to do to minister, to help young people or old people or whoever. That's where we're supposed to be tithing. Yes, we have to give things for the church to be sustained itself. But what about the effort that it takes to get up and not just go to Wednesday night service or Tuesday night service or Monday night service, whatever services we call a certain day. But it's the time you take when you don't have those days that you need to go on a Sunday and or on a Friday or on a day to minister to people, because God said those are his sheep. But we're not willing to do that. It's easier to go on Sunday and tell everybody you go to church. It's easier to go on Sunday and tithe. And so that's why I call them parachurches, and that going getting back to what we are. Parachurches are suffering because I talked to one preacher, and he's at a big church, and he says, you know, Eric, I like what you guys are doing, but the problem is that, you know, funds are so limited, we have to circle around our funds and use them within our organization. And my reply was that I'm not asking you for money because we've been supporting ourselves on our own for years. You know, but what we're asking you for is a commitment of time from your people and allow us to have an opportunity to come in and talk to your people so they feel committed or they become committed to helping grow a program. It's not a ministry, per se, that belongs to anyone. It's a program that allows people to understand what God is calling others to do. Sometimes when the Bible says make disciples. That's our job. We're supposed to go out and make disciples. Well, if that's our job to go out and make disciples, Jesus was not into just giving money and taking care of people that way. He went out and talked with them. He went out and ministered to them. He went out and shared the gospel with them. But he was their friend indeed. You know, they always say a friend in need is a friend indeed. Well, he was their friend indeed because we're all in need. And that's what we're about.
Yeah, that's so right. And that is so true, though, Eric. You know what, Eric, you're really hitting on some points here on this conversation. You bring out some things that we're aware of, but sometimes we don't want to talk about those because those things are taboo. How we've been called out to be to minister to people, how we called to be a helper, how we called out to be to an encourager, because guess what? Someone did it for us. We didn't get here by ourselves. And the word says, when you are restored, you're the strength of your brother. We never know what. Maybe that's in financial literacy. I know how to manage my money. I'm going to help you manage yours. You know, Jesus said, hey, you're going to go out and do greater works than I. You know, we cannot. Can you imagine you trying to give sight to someone blind? But maybe that's spiritual blindness, too. Jesus didn't come only to seek and save and to reconcile, but he can't open up eyes. And sometimes our eyes are closed to the gospel. Sometimes our eyes are closed to the needs of the community, you know, the needs of the nation. So I thank you for what you're doing, brother, because you're opening up eyes by just sharing this, even if people are not receiving it now. But guess what? You plant the seed. For one plants and one waters.
Well, you know, I tell you something. I didn't receive it for years. You know, I've always been in the business, and I was a successful businessman, but God stepped me back. He told me to step back, and it was like, step back. I'm making this money. Step back. I'm going to take care of all your needs, and that's it. And I'm a firm believer in knowing that God takes care of all your needs. But he also said, my job is to feed his sheep. My job is not just to make money. He said he'll take care of my business if I take care of his. And this is, you know, people say, well, who told you that? God told me that. Well, did God talk to you directly? Yes, he does. Are you crazy? I'm not. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. You know, we have to understand that we need to be able to listen and hear what God tells us to do. You know, we always think it's some grandiose program. Like, you know, we have to start this big ministry and da-da-da-da. Or I'm preacher father so-and-so. And that's not always what it is. You know, you don't have to be preacher father so-and-so. You have to be a disciple of God. You have to go out and do the things that God has for you to do. And that, even if it's on a one-on-one basis. But God gives us all talents. And I learned over the years, Joe, that the talents that God gives us has nothing to do with us trying to make some money. The talents he's given us is so that we can bring others to Christ. That's why he gave it. I told a young man one day, I said, why are you 6'5"? Because I play basketball. You say you think you made yourself 6'5", or did God make you 6'5"? Well, God. I said, do you think he made it so you could play basketball? And he probably did. But when he did that, he did it so you could lead others to Christ. When you dunk on that basketball and you let people know that God did that for you. When you shoot or dribble, they let God know let people know God did that for you. It becomes an issue when we start understanding that God had created us for one thing and one thing only, and that's to bring others to Christ. Once we learn to serve God, God is to be disciples. And so we have to start looking at the concept of that totally different what we've been doing. You know, it doesn't matter whether preacher, gospel, so and so and so and so. It does matter that I'm a disciple of Christ. It does matter that I find someone out. I have a man up in Chicago. I'm going to digress here a second. And I started working with this company, and because, you know, I prayed about it, and I needed to make sure I was doing right, and didn't get too involved in it, but I needed to be able to support my ministry, right? And so one of the guys that God put in my life, we were driving down the street in Chicago the other day, and he says, hold on a second. He stopped in front of a homeless man, and he gave him a breakfast bar, one of those bars, gave him a couple of them, as a matter of fact. And I said, wow, that's really cool. He says, yeah, but, you know, that's what God told me to do. And his whole, what do you call it, little spot in the middle of your, you know, where your car and seats are, and right in the middle, they're full of
breakfast. Oh, yeah, 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 I'm rest
there, yeah. Yeah, the armrest, I'm sorry. They're full of breakfast bars, full of breakfast bars. He said, and anytime he goes now, watch this. You know, we're in South Chicago. Everybody knows South Chicago. You know, you hear about it on the news. Oh, God, they're shooting to kill everybody. Well, we're going through South Chicago, you know, and this young man, he's not young, but this man is a Caucasian, right? So he goes down the window for this black man, I'll say it like that, and does it all the time. Sometimes I'll be on the phone talking to him about business, and he'll say, hold on a second, and he does it all the time. Because that's part of what God gave him as a ministry. Is he reverend so-and-so and so-and-so? Not by any stretch of the imagination. Is he pastor so-and-so? Not by any. But is he doing what God has put in his heart to do for others without being known about it? Yes, he is. Yes, he is. And is he crossing some barriers that need to be crossed so other people can, those people that are getting fed can understand that God is great? Yes, they can. And so we need to be able to do that in all that we do. That's what you know how you transform, you start growing? You know, and I'm growing in the understanding that, you know, the ministry is great, and we're doing what we do, but we also need to do it in our everyday life when we see people. You know, how do I give people something without giving them money? Because everybody says they're going to give them money, and they go drink and everything, blah, 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 because we've already decided how we're going to judge that, you know, because we're so non-judgmental. You know what I mean? The big deal is we need to just give and come up with a way that God allows us to help others. I know your ministry and your program and your church, they go out and they feed the homeless, and they go out in the street and feed the homeless. And, you know, I mean, those are major issues because people are stepping out to do for, and then you bring them into your church and so that you can feed them the word. And you feed them the word on the outside, but you also feed them. And these are the people that people don't want to deal with. It's like the little kids in the prisons. No, they deserve to be there. They're all kinds of bad kids, and everybody in prison's horrible and blah, 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 and are you afraid to go down in there and blah, blah. No, because you're doing what God has put in your heart to do. Jesus didn't want to die on the cross. It says that. But the bottom line, he was not afraid to go do what his Father told him to do.
And so, and you know, Eric, one thing that upsets me, and then one of my pet peeves about ministry said that it's not, you know, that's your calling, and I don't have that, you know, that desire, and you have that desire. We all have that desire. We've been born again, and we have the Spirit of God dwelling in us. All of us ought to have that same desire. You know, that's not my calling. Man, that, you know, like you said, Jesus didn't want to go, but he went anyway because he said, hey, Father, is there any other way? Let this thing pass me, you know. And so it gives me a right to, sometimes I'm uncomfortable. Sometimes I'm unsure about things, but if it be in the will of God, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So he give me the power. You know, I don't go do these things alone. I have the Father and the Son with me.
You know, I told somebody one day, I said, you know, if it was left of me, I wouldn't do any of this stuff.
That's so true, brother.
But the bottom line is when you are called, and not in calling, but called by God, then it is your responsibility to the Father to do what you're supposed to do, just like Christ. You know, and we don't know, you know, what is my purpose in life? We don't know. Our purpose is to serve God and to make disciples. That's our purpose in life. You know, all this other stuff, God takes care of. God promises us that he'll take care of all our needs. Not our wants, but our needs. You know, everybody preaches prosperity, blah, 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 blah. But you know what? What's prosperous to one is not prosperous to the other. You know, you can go into Africa and the bungalow in some areas, in a bungalow without running water is prosperity. You know, with a toilet inside is prosperity. You can go you can go into some cities in the United States and give them a house with over 800 square feet or over 400 square feet, and it's prosperity. You go to a homeless man and give him somewhere that he can live and take care of himself, that's called prosperity. You know, it isn't always about $5 million. God, forgive me, just bless me. Just, you know, it's not about that. You know, and we have to evolve as ministers of Christ so that we can evolve in our ministries, so that our people that we minister to can evolve in who they become as far as disciples of Christ. This is the concept of Our God is Alive. This is the concept of the youth programs. This is the concept of Stored in Heaven. Stored in Heaven is very simply a business that is involved with what belongs to you. And some people don't have the concept or ability to take what they have in heaven that belongs to them, and our job is to help them attain that. That's our job. So, you know,
that's powerful.
Well, we just have to start, you know, instead of being so self-centered in our concept of our relationship with Christ, we have to begin to understand our real purpose, understand why we create the ministries, why the ministries God puts in our heart, why we do the things that we do. We have to begin to understand it's not just for show and tell, or it's not just because we're God's children. It's because he has a decision. He has a purpose. He has a direction in which he's trying to accomplish things. And we're nothing more than pots, clay pots or gold pots or whatever you want to call it or think you are, to be utilized for God to move forward, God to do all of this without us. We need to understand that. So,
That is so true. Eric, as you were sharing that, we just pots in the master hand. We clay vessels in the master hand, and he's shaping up. You know what? And I was thinking as you was talking about how sometimes you said that some churches say, well, we have to, we have to circle our finances. Don't we realize that our God, our Lord, owned the cattle of a thousand hills? You know, we say it, but do you actually believe that? Sometimes we say the ministry costs, but if you allow God to be in the midst of that ministry, you know, he'll open the doors, the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that people will support ministry. You know, a couple of weeks ago, I interviewed some young ladies that's doing a street ministry. It's called Lunch Bag Hashtag. And they said they went out, a group of ladies, they went out and had dinner. And after they finished, they had their little takeout tray, and they encountered a couple of homeless people that was homeless, and they gave them their takeout tray. And then they went home, and they said, hey, what if we put together some lunch bag and just gave it to people that randomly if we went out on the street? And then without them even knowing, they was already doing a ministry that was already embedded in California. And they saw an advertisement. It was called Lunch Bag Hashtag California, Lunch Bag Hashtag. And then they developed one in Dallas. It's a Dallas brand. And they said they didn't even know what they were doing, but God opened their eyes and made provision for them to be a part of another ministry. And now they self-sufficient. They use their own resources to put together these packages for people. But because of their commitment and their desire, people are coming in and supporting what they're doing. Some people are buying the food. They're buying the hygiene kits. They're giving them the clothes because they said, we are unable to do it, but we want to support what you're doing. Let me tell you that our God is alive in ministries like that, brother. You put forth something and God would add to it as he see fit.
Amen, amen. Well, and that's what's going on with me. My passion is to evolve. You know, one of the things we always say is that everybody knows that one of the greatest commandment is to love that guy with all their heart and all their soul and all their mind. What does that mean? What does that mean? How far are we evolving this besides saying, I love God. I love God. God bless you. Bless you too, my brother. And how far, you know, if you sit and, but it says, be still and know that I'm God. You know, we're supposed to think on God. We're supposed to be silent and learn who God is. And some of the things, we're so busy. The devil's gotten us so busy that we don't know God in the intimacy of loving him with all our heart and all our soul and all our mind. That doesn't mean you have to become a monk. That doesn't mean you sit in a corner somewhere. But it means that God is in every thought and everything and every way you deal with your life. And that is including how you go. If when the young people need you in the ministry or somebody calls you on the phone and they're not part of, quote-unquote, a ministry process, then you need to talk to them. That's one of the things why I was talking about the young people that call me in my family, young people that call me outside of my family, people to talk to you about Christ, because that is your ministry. They know they can call you on the phone, and no matter what you're doing, you're going to pick it up, and you're going to talk to them, and until you know that they're okay, you know, because you're not there, until you know that they're okay or that they're at least dwelling in the glory of God, then you know, then you keep talking to them, you keep texting them, you keep doing whatever you have to do, but you keep doing it because that is your mission, that is your purpose in life. You know, we all have that purpose. Maybe you can't talk in front of a pulpit because it's not necessary and it's not the most important position in the world. But you have to be able to talk to people that are in need, that are hurting, that they don't understand religion. They don't understand. A lot of kids today say, I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. Okay, fine. You, whatever you want to call yourself because it's a word, but do you believe in Christ? Do you believe in God? Can we help you understand who he is and how he's going to help you in your life and how he's going to help you evolve into what you want to be and make your life not perfect, perfect in Christ, though. But if you don't know who God is and you haven't been spending your time learning to love God with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, you know, then how are you going to passionately help those people move? Everybody can quote scripture. There's not a, I know guys that the biggest sinner in the world, and they can quote scripture better than anybody. But is that part of your life? Is that who you are? Is that your blood? You know, without your blood, you're going to die. We all know that. Well, your scripture, your word, the word of God should be in your blood. God's word should be your blood. God's desires in your life should be your blood. It should be your living life force. And that's what we say the Holy Spirit is. But is that true in how you function in life? We had two kids or three kids at the youth village, and three of them ran away, and two of them came back, and then the kids were locked down, and some kids were fighting, and blah, blah, blah. And I came back with my brother Michael, and I said, hey, you know what? It makes absolutely no sense, guys. You know, the devil is in charge, and he wants you to lose.
Yes.
He comes to keep it still, and you got to understand. And when we talk to him, we give him examples of our own lives. We talk to him and say, here's what we did last week, and here's how I failed. Here's how I failed last week. But I know I have a good God, and He is my love, and I do what God wants me to do. I may fail, but I continue to get up and do what God wants me to do, because that's what's going to happen with you guys. And so sometimes they get it, and I always tell them that this group right here says, you know, 5% of the people that come out of prison are going to die. You know, one way or the other, they're going to either be killed or they're going to die. I said,
yes.
And I don't want you to be part of that group. I raised my arms and I said, this part right here is not that part of that group. That part of that group is those other people out there. And I said, because I don't want you to be part of that. But, you know, we've had young men who've gone home and have been killed at the youth village. We've had men who've gone home and have killed from the youth village. And we make sure they know that, because we want them to understand leaving here is not as important as staying here.
Yeah,
even here,
it's real. It's real.
Because when you get out, yes, sir. I'm sorry.
Hey, Eric, man, we got to get out of here, man. Our time is growing short. I want to thank you. You know, as always, man, you're always welcome to this program. I'm going to call you up, and we're going to continue this topic because it's needed. And, you know, because as you go out and you sharing with the young and old that's incarcerated and the ones that are living beneath their privileges, that God is able. That God is able. Brother, I want to thank you for doing what you're doing. And we're going to continually to knock on doors and continue to petition and continually to help change a life in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Well, I thank you, Brother Joe. I appreciate it. And I know I'm long-winded, but I just have a passion for changing lives and changing people and being part of it. Not changing, but being part of that change. You know?
Yes. And you, that's welcome, man. We need that. We need to be on fire for our Lord. We need to be on fire for our ministry. Because guess what? Someone did it for us. I always say that, man, because, you know, it keeps me rooted and grounded. I didn't do this by myself, brother. I can't do anything apart from God. But God allowed people to come into my life for a season to encourage me and to discipline me and to set me on the right path. And guess what? We are called to do the same thing. So don't get tired of well-doing, Eric.
I'm happy.
Continue to do what God put on your heart.
Let me say one quick thing and get off on. Always remember that the word ministry, the sub of what ministry is minister, to minister to, not to become a minister, a preacher, but it's to minister to others. And so
that is so true. You know, and that's the joy of it, man. You know, giving back. You know, the drug people say it's freely given and freely should be given. So give it back. You know, it costs us something, but yet we want to give it back to everyone else. Eric, man, I'm going to bring you on here again at a later date. You keep us connected with what's going on, with Our God Is Alive and Stored in Heaven, two great ministry. Well, yes, two of many ministries which you're a part of. Thank you for making yourself available for this program. We'll leave it at that. And, man, and I'll be talking to you again. You have a blessed weekend, okay?
Amen. You do the same. God bless all of her listening, and God bless you, George, your family.
All right. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Amen. What a great time we had. Amen. With Eric. As we get ready to wind down this program, we want to thank Eric with the ministry which he's involved with. Our God Is Alive and Stored in Heaven. He talks about some things that are very needed in this ministry and in the lives of the men and women in which it encounter. And also we want to thank Pastor Avery over at this Abundant Spiritual Life Ministry. It's a school of ministry. They're located in the DeSoto area off of Southampton, 336 Southampton Road there. He gave us some information, the startup time for the individual classes. So please make yourself available to go over there and see what the school is all about. And we're going to bring him and his wife and some of the staff members on from time to time to just keep us encouraged and plugged into what's going on over at the school. And I'm finna get off the air because I'm a student over there, so I'm finna go over there to the school here. Classes start for me at 10 o'clock. But thank you for being a part of the program. Remember that we have other shows that's associated with Blog Talk Network. We have my sister, my friend, they're having a women's conference that's coming up here in October, I believe. So make yourself available to be a part of that for the women. And also for you men that have women in your life, tell them about it too. That program comes on every Monday, and it talks about women's issues. Amen. We also have another program called Street Talk. And it's dealing with our young men and women. It's a youth ministry. Young adults, I'll put it that way. And they talk about young adult issues. And also we have a ministry that comes on Sunday morning at the First Free Will Baptist Church. It's a religious program they do. You can hear the pastor's sermons on every Sunday from 11 to 12, I believe is what that is. And so make yourself available. We have a lot of things going on this particular network. Thank you for your support. We pray that you've been in carry. And we want to say hello to Brother Daniel. He's not with us today. He got some other obligations, but we miss him. Looking forward to him coming back next week. Looking forward to you coming back next week also. Again, thank you for being a part of our listening audience. And you, too, has helped changing the lives of men and women which you encounter because you're telling them about the Word of God. You're telling them about a program that's concerned about them. Thank you for what you're doing. As we get ready to get out of here, we will have a word of progression. Heavenly Father, thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for this day, this time. Thank you for the guests that came on this morning, dear Lord, as they were able to share, thus says the Lord, in their life, dear Lord. Thank you for the Abundant Spiritual Life Ministry School, dear Lord, how the school is shaping and developing ministries and ministers, young and old. We ask you to continue to be with them, continue to get them the resources and the staff that they need for such a time as this. We thank you for Brother Eric and Mike, how they go down to the youth village and they share with the young men, and they go over and to Matlock and they share with the young men and they encourage them that God have plans for them. The Lord, as we get ready to get out of here, thank you for this opportunity. We ask you to continually to bless the way you see fit. We thank you in the name of Jesus. You are listening to Free on the Inside, the internet program to inform you and encourage you to be all you can be. Until we meet again, be blessed in the Lord and in the power of his might.